Bob Kane's comic book phenomenon Batman has inspired many adaptations, from the 1949 movie serial to the campy 60s TV show to a darker contemporary animated series. The big-budget movie cycle began in 1989 with Tim Burton's Batman starring Michael Keaton and Jack Nicholson. Now there's Batman Begins, a new movie directed by Christopher Nolan with Christian Bale as the Dark Knight. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
They call Batman a franchise. It's a word that once meant McDonald's, but has come to mean a series of films, sequels, prequels, spin-offs, plus book and merchandise tie-ins. It's big business, those action figures and lunchboxes and Burger King cross promotions, and it accounts for the endless procession of superhero movies like Batman Begins. Look, I have nothing against comic books, but I like them as disreputable, under-the-covers adolescent pleasures, and not $100 million movies that dominate public consciousness. Plus, I hate getting angry letters from teenagers who are shocked that I don't know the 287th issue of The Hulk. Batman, at least, is more compelling than other comic superheroes. He's moody, he's twisted, he's self-created. The 1989 Batman, directed by Tim Burton, redefined the comic book genre. The screenwriter, Sam Hamm, made Bruce Wayne a kind of addict, his whole crime-fighting persona the embodiment of a grief at the death of his parents that most grown-ups are finally forced by life to move beyond. Burton created a grand operatic film with gothic sets that captured the lonely, freaky hero's inner world of shadowed arches and gargoyles. But the studio ultimately passed the Batman franchise to director Joel Schumacher, who drove it into the ground in the awful camp fest Batman and Robin. After a decent interval of 8 years, the director Christopher Nolan and his co-screenwriter David S. Goyer have reinvented the series with Batman Begins. The film is nowhere near as emotionally expressive as Burton's Batman, but it's better structured, and its approach is bracingly different. Where Burton's Batman was psychological, Nolan's is socially conscious. Although the 20-something Bruce, played by Christian Bale, is haunted by his parents' death, he's struggling less with inner bats than concepts of justice. When Bruce Wayne is recruited by a lordly, mysterious figure called Ducard, played by Liam Neeson, and trained in the art of ninja warfare, he's also exhorted to lay aside his individual taste for vengeance. Although Wayne parts ways with the vaguely fascist Ducard, he does absorb one lesson, the need for symbolism, for something that takes root in the collective consciousness. Here he explains this to Alfred, his butler, played by Michael Caine, who must be the world's most high-priced help.
Are you coming back to Gotham for long, sir?
As long as it takes. I'm going to show the people of Gotham their city doesn't belong to the criminals and the corrupt.
In the Depression, your father nearly bankrupted Wayne Enterprises combating poverty. He believed that his example could inspire the wealthy of Gotham to save their city.
Did it?
In a way, their murder shocked the wealthy and the powerful into action.
People need dramatic examples to shake them out of apathy, and I can't do that as Bruce Wayne. As a man, I'm flesh and blood. I can be ignored, I can be destroyed, but as a symbol, as a symbol, I can be incorruptible. I can be everlasting.
What symbol?
Something elemental, something terrifying.
Batman Begins is overlong, but in the second half, there's some excellent full-throttle creepiness, especially from Cillian Murphy as a clammy psychiatrist who turns into a low-tech villain, the Scarecrow, with a bag over his head that spews a high-powered hallucinogen. There's some stuff in Batman Begins that doesn't measure up, though. Katie Holmes intones civics lessons as a crusading assistant DA, but she looks and acts like a student council president. Gotham City is mundane, with only an above-ground rail system designed by Bruce's liberal dad to inject an element of otherworldliness. The Batmobile is a bat tank with the sex appeal of a steamroller. Apart from a few tricky flashbacks, there's no indication that Nolan directed the mind-bending Memento or the hallucinatory Insomnia. The most original touch is Bale's Batman. He underplays Bruce Wayne. This guy really internalizes his pain. But Batman is a splendidly ham-bone creation. His voice is a low rasp, and when he talks to people, he cocks his pointy-eared head and looks like a winged creature at rest. In the fight sequences, Nolan barely lets you see the Dark Knight. He comes at the villains from all directions, which drives them out of their minds before they're cold-cocked. It's fun to see a Batman that's still, for Bruce Wayne, a work in progress, still wrestling with the idea of what a superhero should be, still figuring out the franchise.
David Edelstein is film critic for the online magazine Slate.